Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
And this man said to him, said, this is God's Word. Anything's written in this book, you can believe it. It'll work. And so these two women, they went home and they're reading this book. First time they ever had a Bible. And they come over to this verse and they said, wow! And these signs will follow those who believe. We're believers. In the name of Jesus, we'll cast out demons, we'll lay hands on the sick, and they'll get well. Said, my land, ain't no use in us letting all them people down in that hospital be sick no more. Them two women run up there and started going through the place, and they said they cleaned out the hospital. In Russia. Everybody in that hospital got healed that day because of the two little women. Now, I mean, they ain't had time to be trained by a bunch of seminary professors. You know, they ain't had time for somebody that's got a doctorate of theology to say, now, I don't think those things work anymore. See, they just blind, bold, stupid, dumb faith. They just believe God's Word. They run up there and laid hands on the sick and cast out the demons. And everybody in that hospital, they said, got healed that day. Now, what does God honor? His Word. Who is it said these things have worked for you? Jesus did. So why should we be sick? Why should we let demons beat upon us? In the name of Jesus, what can we do, Fairy? Cast out a demon. Who cast out the demon? Oh, God, please, would you do something about this demon? No, he ain't going to do nothing about that demon until you speak by faith in his name. Because he don't have legal right on this earth to do not one thing until you speak it by faith in his name. And when you speak it by faith in his name, you go to the hospital and you see a man laying there that's on his deathbed, and the priest has already come and said his last rites, and the doctor's standing there telling her that his kidneys have shut down, and we're going to try to make him as comfortable as we can until he passes away. Would you have faith to go up and do what I did? We only got 5 minutes? Oh, 10. Okay, so that's what you can do in Mark 16. Now turn to John 14. Let's hit a few more of these things in Jesus' name. John 14:12. Turn over there and let's see. Maybe your Bible don't read like mine. Maybe I got a foreign Bible. I have had people to accuse me of that. I've quoted Scripture and I've had people say, Thurman, what kind of a foreign Bible are you reading out of? I said, I don't know. Open yours. Let's see what yours says. We always come to find out, friend, theirs says the same thing mine does. And that's what always astounds people. Look at John 14:12. Read that. John 14:12. Most assuredly I say to you. Now this is Jesus speaking. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And verse 13, and whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Keep my commandments. Now, what can you do, Ann, in the name of Jesus? Hey, you got it, young lady. In other words, once you, as a lovely young lady, get the name of Jesus in your spirit, you become deadly dangerous to the devil, right? Now, that don't just mean in the physical world, in the spiritual world. That means in the physical world also. Did he say that was limited to the spiritual world there? No. You know, I have walked up to a piece of equipment where we're having a massive problem and nobody can figure it out. And I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need to know what's wrong with that piece of equipment. My company is down and we're off the line. And I said, I've got to get them back online and I've got to do it immediately. And I don't know what the problem is. I said, in the name of Jesus, I need an answer. I said, now, Lord, thank you for the answer. And I just back off and said, Lord, I'm waiting, but I need it, Lord, right now. I got a problem. And I sat there, and then I've had the Holy Spirit speak to me and tell me exactly what the problem was. And I went to it, and it fixed it every time. And I had a man the other day tell me about when he worked for Southwest Airlines, and here a few years ago they had a massive problem with a 737. Nobody could figure out. The engineers couldn't figure it out. Nobody could figure it out. He said, wait a minute, guys, I've got to go outside and pray. They thought, this guy's crazy. But he goes outside and he says, Father, in the name of Jesus, you say that all the secrets of the universe are hidden in Christ and He's in me. So I'm able to tap into the resources of all the secrets of the universe through Christ. So in the name of Jesus, I ask you to show me what's wrong with that airplane. He said, the Lord told him. He said, walk back in and told him. I said, the Lord showed me what the problem is, and this is where it is. And he told him. And one of the engineers said, it can't be that. He said, that's it, I guarantee. They went and tore those pieces of valves apart and checked them, and that was exactly what was wrong with that airplane. And Boeing changed that and redesigned that, and that solved that problem on that Boeing 737. And what did he say you could do in the name of Jesus? Everything. By faith in the name of Jesus. You see how far below where we've lived Christians live? We've got all this power. Now then, in John 14:26. John 14:26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So what's the Holy Spirit going to do to you in the name of Jesus? He's going to bring all things to your remembrance, and He's going to teach you all things. So you sat down with the Word of God, you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask the Holy Spirit to give me revelation and wisdom from your Word today in the name of Jesus. And as you read God's Word, guess who's going to lock this mighty Word into your heart and your mind? Holy Spirit. He's going to teach it to you. And you're going to get it. And then look at John 15:7-8. John 15:7. If there's that word again. There's that big word. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Now, where's the Word of God got to abide? In you. And you abide in Him. And if you do that... Now, folks, that don't mean... Now, that's just like today. You know, there's not very many people that are willing, whenever you say, I'm going to have a four-hour teaching seminar Saturday afternoon, do you know there's not very many people willing to come and sit down 3 or 4 hours and listen to God's Word? Yep. You see what I'm saying? But those that come, your life will never be the same. I will guarantee you, because God will honor your earnestly seeking Him. And that's why I do so much teaching. I never have seen a miracle and stand up before a group of people and speak for 15 or 20 minutes and prayed. I have never seen God do nothing when I do that. But you pray for hours, you speak for hours, and if people lock onto it and grab it by faith, I've seen God do awesome things. Diligence moves His hand, Wayne. John 16:16, look at that. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. Now then, if you need to ask for something in prayer, you ask the Father in the name of Jesus. But if you're going to cast out a demon or you're going to command somebody that's sick or whatever to be healed, you don't even have to ask the Father. It is yours. All you've got to do is command it to be done in the name of Jesus. Why do you think He told you to demand your healing and demand to walk and demand all these things in the name of Jesus? Because Jesus healed you on the cross. So if Jesus healed you on the cross, and He took all your pain and all your sickness and all your disease, and He removed them on the cross, guess who's making you sick? The devil. If the devil's doing that to you, then why do you think the Lord wants you to demand in His name to kick the devil out? If He died on the cross and went to hell for you so you could be totally healed, don't you think He wants you totally healed, Ann? Absolutely. So if he wants you totally healed and you've allowed the devil to slip in on you somehow, he said, you take my name and you kick that beast out. And by faith in my name, and you be healed, because that's what I died on that cross for. John 16:16. And the last one, yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. The last one was 16:23 and 24. In 16:23 and 24, it says, in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Now, here's where so many people miss this. They come and ask one time in the name of Jesus, and if there's a demon there that's causing a problem, and you ask one time in the name of Jesus, that demon backs up and says, no, I'm not turning her loose. Now then, you've got a confrontation. That's why sometimes I've sat with people. I have prayed with people. Sometimes one prayer will get you healed. And if it don't, then you, just like we were talking a while ago about deliverance, and it's an ongoing thing. When you speak in the name of Jesus, the demons go away. But as you renew your mind daily with the Word of God, as you get more and more of that in you, the demons that were left that weren't there, guess what those demons are going to do? They're going to flee. And as a renewing of your mind daily with the Word of God, as you continue to fill your mind and your heart with the Word, and as you put that in you, as you continue to pack the Word of God in you, every bit of darkness in you, guess what? Every time you put light in you, guess what darkness does? It flees. It goes away. Until one day, there ain't nothing in you but the light of God. And it's bright. And there's no corners or no shadows in your heart. Now you've got the Word in you, and you don't have to worry about the devils. And if one comes by your house and tries to tempt you or test you or put any kind of problem on you, any kind of depression, or gives you a headache or says, I can't do this, just like this lovely little lady right here, when she walked in here today and it was a little warmer and she immediately began to smell this fresh carpet, she knew that the devils had worked on her before. She didn't really understand it. She said, I can't be in here with this fresh carpet. I said, just a minute, I'm going to take authority over that in the name of Jesus, and you're going to be in here all day and you ain't going to have no problems. And I spoke and commanded that demon to hell to leave her, and she ain't had a problem all day.
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.